Nolte, NYC to track household food consumption to fight climate change. By John Nolte on April 18, 2023. The Adams administration has announced a plan to begin tracking the carbon footprint created by household food consumption, reports The Gothamist. This will aid the fascist mayor's goal to reduce their food-based emissions by 33% by 2030. Please note that the 33% goal is specifically related to food, the food that people of New York choose to consume. Further note that if you live in New York City, Mayor Eric Adams will track your food consumption. I should add that climate change is a hoax. Who would have thought New York City would elect a mayor that made Big Gulp Bloomberg look like a raging libertarian? The sad thing is that you know the slaves of New York will be okay with the government monitoring and manipulating what foods they eat and then shaming them over anything that tastes good. Mayor Eric Adams announced the plan on Monday along with the Mayor's Office of Climate and Environmental Justice as part of the city's ongoing pledge to reduce the impact of climate change. At the same event, the Mayor's Office of Climate and Environmental Justice published a new chart in the city's annual greenhouse gas inventory that publicly tracks the carbon footprint created by household food consumption, primarily generated by meat and dairy products. For Adams, who was once diagnosed with diabetes, the recognition that food choices affect climate change dovetails with his push for New Yorkers to eat more plant-based meals. During his tenure, the city's public hospital system has made plant-centric foods its default offering for patients. Public schools last year added a second day of vegan offerings, although initial reviews were not great. All I can do is point and laugh at the people of New York who not only voted for this fool but will put up with this naked fascism because not putting up with it would ally them with the political right. These lemmings would rather lose all their freedom than ally with the political right. All of this over a hoax. If climate change were real, it's not, we would not be talking about reducing New York's greenhouse emissions because the experts told us New York would be underwater 8 years ago. So, as you read above, New York school kids are already forced to eat 2 vegan meals a day. Which is a perfect example of how you lose your rights if you're dependent on the government. Families not dependent on the government don't have to eat 2 yucky, disgusting, unsatisfying vegan meals a day. Instead, if they wish, they can pack their kids a lunch with a big slab of healthy red meat stuffed between 2 Twinkies. If you put yourself in a position where you depend on the government, you get what you deserve. The government doesn't care about you. The government certainly doesn't care about your rights. Remember that movie, Joker? What set Arthur Fleck off? What was the intervening event that turned milquetoast Arthur Fleck into a spree killer? It was Arthur's dependence on the government, specifically government health care. Sorry, Arthur. No more mood stabilizers for you. This is what I wrote at the time. This is a guy barely hanging on, a confused slob dependent on a government-run healthcare system staffed with soulless bureaucrats protected by a soulless bureaucracy in a city that can't even pick up the garbage. Joker warns us of what happens when a society is stupid enough to allow the government to control healthcare. Warns us that what the government giveth, the government can also taketh away. And take away from Fleck it does, and without his medication and with the gun, Fleck at long last finds a way to matter. Until Democrats can stack the Supreme Court with their fellow Nazis, the fastest way to control the population is through government dependence. The government is monitoring what you eat, New Yorkers. Boy, you're really showing us maggotards up, aren't you? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.